Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Sean Patrick Maloney, as Congressman, obviously you sit in your office and people come and they complain and they ask you if you can make a difference. One of those is the so-called sequestration, and you represent West Point. And West Point, the workers are on furlough. Can you tell us what that's all about?
What it's about is, the dumb decisions of the last Congress. And the hammer fell on the Hudson Valley a few weeks ago, and what you're seeing is real families, losing at West Point about $4,000 each between now and September 30th. That is real money for a middle-class family. It's an 18% pay cut, and it undermines one of America's great institutions, one of our great military academies. It also hurts the surrounding communities that depend on West Point as an employer and as an economic engine. And it's not a choice we needed to make. It is the result of people fighting in Washington when they should be sitting down to do things in a smarter, more intelligent way. Now, I am pleased that we were able, working with the Pentagon, the Secretary of Defense, with the President, to reduce the number of furloughs and the number of days for each employee to about half of what we originally feared, but it's still way too much. And it's not just West Point. It's 600,000 military families, civilian families all over the country. It is several hundred up at National Guard Wing, Stewart Air Base, and these are the wrong choices. We do not need to balance the budget on the backs of the folks at West Point who are serving our country.
So, obviously, the Democrats, the Republicans, they came to loggerheads. They said, well, we'll make this so unpalatable, we'll never have sequestration, but we do have it. What's the way out?
The way out is to go in a room and lock the doors, and everybody's got to give a little bit. I mean, that's always been the way out in our country from the Constitution itself right on through, which is you meet at the intersection of conviction and compromise, and you work out a deal. And that deal has to be fair. It has to include, making the very wealthiest pay their fair share. It means that corporate jet owners shouldn't be getting tax breaks. It means companies that ship our jobs overseas shouldn't be getting tax breaks. It means we shouldn't have subsidies to big oil companies, if we're also going to be asking the families who support our kids at West Point to be making sacrifices, and if we're going to be talking about cuts to other important federal programs, if we're going to be reforming the food stamp program. See, what I hear around the Hudson Valley is that nobody says to me, hey, Sean, we're not willing to make sacrifices, or hey, Sean, we can't all pull together to balance the budget, to bring long-term fiscal stability to our country. What people say is, get your priorities straight. Stop giving money to countries that hate us if you're going to be cutting the food stamp program. Or stop, wasting money on subsidies to companies that ship our jobs overseas if you're telling me you have to go after programs that really matter, like the Head Start program. Under sequestration, we're throwing kids out of Head Start in the Hudson Valley. These are the wrong priorities, and what I want to see is I want to see the president and the congressional leadership, lock themselves in a room and come out with a deal that by definition will make nobody happy, but that will be good for the country. That's what our job is as representatives.
The likelihood of this happening is?
Well, that's up to all of us, and I need the people listening to weigh in, too. I mean, people need to tell their representatives like me and the others who represent our part of New York, but more broadly the president and the congressional leadership, that we are sick and tired of the games. And we had 80 members of Congress come together last week as part of the No Labels group. I know you've been following this. This is a bipartisan group of 40 Democrats and 40 Republicans who put forth specific proposals and said we are going to work together because these ideas are not Democratic or Republican ideas. They're good for the country, and we can get results. And we want to start focused on things that we agree on, not on things we're going to fight on. And if we run out of things we agree on, we'll go back to fighting. But my guess is we'll get some real work done, and we'll be tired at the end of the day, and we won't have as much time to fight, and we'll build some relationships and get this place working again. I mean, that is where I'm focused, on groups like No Labels that build relationships across the aisle, that de-emphasize this partisan food fight, this nonsense of, you know, people yelling at each other on cable news. We got real work to do, and whether it's getting better prices for our farmers in Orange County, helping the families at West Point, supporting the biotech industry in Westchester County, helping the cloud computing analytics work they're doing at Marist College and the exciting work that IBM's developing in Poughkeepsie, the high-tech spectrum light companies that are revolutionizing the way we analyze agriculture based right in fish kill. And we've got great companies creating great jobs in the Hudson Valley. They need a federal partner like Taylor Biomass out in Orange County. They need a loan guarantee. You'd have 300 guys working out there tomorrow. These are the kind of things that I'm focused on. And I wish we had more people in Washington to be my partner.
You come from, of course, a very close competitive district. The congressperson has gone back and forth between the Republicans and the Democrats. How important, Sean Patrick Maloney, is that in terms of who joins the No Labels group? Because obviously, from a political standpoint, I hate to be cynical, it seems to me that somebody in a close district would be more likely to be in the group because they can pull some people from the other side over.
You are absolutely right, and it's why we need more competitive districts. I mean, the problem is not that you've got people in competitive seats, you know, trying to work together. The problem is you don't have enough people in competitive seats. I mean, we have so many gerrymandered districts down here that you got guys in both parties who are winning by, you know, 20 points or more, who never have to think about listening to somebody they disagree with, who never need to entertain an idea that they might not already, you know, believe in. And as a result, they can indulge themselves in this kind of nonsense, this kind of clown car activity that results in gridlock and speechifying and partisan games. What I like about No Labels and what I like about people in competitive districts is that they don't have the luxury of that nonsense. I need to listen to everybody in the Hudson Valley. It's my job to listen to everybody in the Hudson Valley and to get results. And getting results means working with people you don't agree with all the time and focusing on the things you do agree on long enough that you can put some points on the board. And so I wish we had nonpartisan redistricting. I wish we had competitive seats all over the country, and I think we'd be a much better country if everybody had to worry about whether they were going to lose their job around here.
Speaking of which, your opponent from the last time is making noises like she's going to run against you again. In the middle of the night, do you ever sort of go over where your vulnerabilities are?
Well, look, you know, it's America. If Nan Hayworth wants to run again, that's great. But we have a profound disagreement about the future of our country. You will recall that her vision was that we should be giving bigger and bigger tax cuts to multimillionaires like herself, that we should end the guaranteed benefit of Medicare, and we should defund Planned Parenthood. I think those are terrible ideas and the wrong choices for the Hudson Valley. I have a different set of priorities. My priorities are focus like a laser beam on the middle class, grow the economy, get results for local businesses, local communities. That's why we're working so hard on the Superstorm Sandy money, you know, working on $100 million of damage and damage mitigation projects around the Hudson Valley. That's why I'm focused on creating jobs in Orange County at places like Taylor Biomass. So there will be time for politics next year. I think what we should do this year is focus on the work. You know, we've got enough politics in America. I would like to focus on getting results this year for the Hudson Valley, and then the voters can choose next year.
Sean Patrick Maloney, we love having you on with us. It's always great. Sean Patrick Maloney is Democrat of New York's 18th District, and he's been in office since 2013. Sean, we'll be back soon, and we'll talk about tax reform, okay?
Thanks, Alan.